Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, yesterday, in his remarks at the memorial service for five police officers in Dallas, President Obama talked about our failed education system and how police officers are being asked to be social workers, parents, you could add truant officers. Last summer, Miami-Dade Public Schools announced a plan to keep kids who got in trouble in school instead of sending them out on the streets where they'd be the business of the police or just drop out altogether if they got suspended. The school system came up with something called success centers, but as Rowan Moore Garrity of Here and Now contributor WLRN reports, there's still a long way to go before success centers live up to their name.
Visit a success center with a representative from the school district and the scene as much as it's supposed to be.
Turn to the 24 questions, remember?
At a success center in Miami, an instructor reviews character building worksheets with a group of 10 students.
Okay, that's the one that you have to kind of search yourself. Think about where you are in your life.
In a side office, a counselor has a one-on-one session with the middle schooler. But talk with staff and students who spend time there, and a different picture emerges. One problem is schoolwork. School officials say it's the responsibility of the students' schools to make sure they get their work.
What happens is we can contact the school.
Marcia Misick is a counselor at one of the district's 10 success centers.
But if the school doesn't send it, then we don't have anything for the students, so we give them the handouts that we have here. The negative part about it is they're not getting graded for what we do. So if you're here for 10 days and your school didn't send you anything, you're 10 days without grades.
At her center, Misick says that's the case most of the time. Staff members at other centers say they had better luck, but cite delays and miscommunication. Some said schoolwork only comes when parents arrange to get it themselves. 12th grader Madeline Moran got a 10-day suspension after an argument with another student and a teacher. When she showed up at the Success Center on day one, it wasn't just that her schoolwork wasn't there.
You're basically treated like a baby, and it shouldn't have to be like that.
Madeline says she had to do the same worksheets as 11- and 12-year-olds there with her and get in a straight line to walk to lunch. Add the fact that it was hard for her to get a ride.
For the 9 days remaining, I just stayed home.
Exactly the outcome success centers aim to prevent. Students elsewhere reported copying rules over and over again and filling pages with the word responsibility. Staff and students say some centers offered no access to one-on-one counseling. But Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says the initiative is an urgent fix to help end the school-to-prison pipeline.
The reality here is 100% of the kids used to be put out of school, out of class, out of school, no accountability, no questions asked. When they returned, nothing. We needed to end a terrible policy that hurt kids.
Research has shown that suspensions increase the risk of dropping out and of getting arrested. Black students get suspended in disproportionate numbers. Community pressure around those very issues is part of what drove the superintendent to create success centers. But some educators say the superintendent moved too quickly.
We understand the reason behind not suspending the kids.
Wendell Nibbs has spent the last 15 years teaching at a school with one of Miami's highest suspension rates.
You can address the issue before you get to that level. We can't wait for the kid to get to the trauma unit. We can triage them before they get there.
Electives like his PE classes sometimes have upwards of 50 students. Nibbs says changing the culture around school discipline means doing more to support teachers on the front lines.
We have to have the proper infrastructure and how this is going to work, and everyone's going to buy in.
So far, there hasn't been district-wide training for teachers who write kids up for suspensions in the first place. But Superintendent Carvalho defends bringing in success centers quickly. He says the district will spend time this summer to improve the program.
We may not have everything figured out, but no matter what we do, by simply doing this, it is far better than what historically has happened across the country.
On paper, success centers brought the number of out-of-school suspensions to zero overnight. But at the end of the school year, what district officials don't know yet is how many of the students who were sent to success centers actually showed up. For Here and Now, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami.